Mandy.
Hello, Katie.
Hi. Are you having withdrawals like I am having withdrawals?
I mean, when I sat down on Monday morning with my coffee and I didn't have some random mountain bike race to watch, it was really sad.
It's very sad.
There's nobody scrambling up any rock walls.
No, I'm
No,
sad.
there's no break dancing.
All the things.
Yeah.
Before we get into what I had, and I just thought about this, what did you think of the closing ceremonies?
I didn't watch, I mean, I didn't watch it very carefully. I was kind of underwhelmed.
It was a very big letdown. I'm glad you agree.
I will say I had a little bit of whiplash going so quickly from Paris to LA.
Look.
And I really wish, like, Tom Cruise was my middle school crush, like, big time in love. Remember Rosie O'Donnell and how much she loved Tom
Yes.
Cruise? And she
Yes.
used to randomly break out into, "Tommy, can you hear me?"
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Tom Cruise. I really wish he were not so creepy.
I know, right? Like, how is he the face of America
It
for the
was so
Olympics?
random.
I heard a theory about that, that it's
Trying
because
to recruit everybody in Scientology.
Scientology has such a big presence in LA, and they've just opened a big new facility, and so they're
Are
given a
you
lot of
serious? I
money.
was kidding.
No, I'm serious. There is a big new facility. I know that much. Beyond that, I don't know, but that's the conspiracy theory, is that he's going to be a big part of the Olympics so they can capitalize on that.
Good luck to you.
I know, right? Right. I was underwhelmed too. I'm glad you said that. I was not underwhelmed at necessarily the French side of it, but like, even the athletes were like, look, we worked really hard, and all we could see was on a really small screen, and there was no like performance in the stadium from LA, and how disappointing that was. And at first, I thought, oh, this is cool. They're kind of going all over LA, but I thought they would cut back. Snoop had been there for 2 weeks, but they didn't. So I was very underwhelmed. But overall, I was so excited. We did great. I did see that if the women only had been a team unto themselves from the US, that they would have been third in the medal count. That made me happy.
Amazing. Yep,
Yeah.
that's amazing. Yeah, the last weekend wasn't disappointing.
No.
Got soccer.
That was a great game.
What a day for the Swansons.
And my new favorite person is Emma, the coach. I love her.
And then we had basketball times two.
So good.
Yep. So it was a good final showing.
It really was.
Steph Curry, man.
Ooh, man.
Woo.
Ooh, he's a beast.
Yeah. So, but yeah, now I am. I'm catching up on baseball is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, that kind of segues into what do we do now? Like, what I have Olympic hangover. I'm very excited that baseball and softball are both coming back to the Olympics, and I feel like LA is going to be super expensive to go to, but like maybe Oklahoma City, where they have the kayaking and the softball, might be an option for all of us to join together and go see some Olympics. So I'm excited about the next Olympics, but I definitely have some hangover. So Mandy, tell us about baseball. What's going on? Where are we? How can we get caught up so we cannot have this Olympic letdown hangover?
Well, we've got 3 months left in the season. Our Bravos really hit a skid during the Olympics, and lost several games in a row.
Oh.
And at one point last week, we're even out of the wild card race. So the way the baseball playoffs work, just as a refresher for everybody,
Please.
each division, there's an American League and a National League. Each league has three divisions: the East, the West, and the Central. And so if you win your division, you automatically make it into the playoffs. But then in addition to those three teams, there are three wild card teams. And so those wild card teams are based solely on your record. Doesn't matter what division you're in, the next three teams with the best records are also in the playoffs. So sometimes, even your first wild card team could have a better record than one of the automatic teams that are in. So it was just a way to kind of make things more fair. So the Braves at one point last week were even out of wild card contention. They were not making the playoffs at all. They are currently back in. They're currently the third wild card team for the
Oh,
National League
that's very bubbly to me.
behind the Padres and the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
So, they gotta pick it up. They're not guaranteed to be in the playoffs at this point. However, we are getting some people who have been injured back.
That's exactly what I was about to ask. Maybe these, can we get an injury status?
So, Michael Harris the second, whom we love, whom I've talked about a lot,
Love, love.
has been out. Just trying to think when he went out.
It's been a while.
He was on the 60-day injured list.
Yeah.
So it's been at least 2 months. He is back tonight. So even if he doesn't, even if he's rusty at the plate, he will up our defense immensely immediately. So that's stellar news. Ronaldo Lopez, who's a new pitcher for us this year, is also currently on the injured list, but he will be coming back at some point. And he had some forearm tightness, which is always nerve-wracking because that can indicate Tommy John surgery in your future.
Yep.
But he has been a reliever the past several years, and so for him to go back to starting, they're hoping just giving him some rest, and he's been nails all season. So hopefully he'll get back. Max Fried is coming off. He's had a couple of starts. He was on the injured list for a little bit,
Yep.
and he's had a couple of starts and has looked a little rusty. So hopefully he's going to get ironed out. So if we can get all those things situated, and then Ozzie broke his wrist, and he's supposed to be back, I think, in September. And Ozzie, anytime he comes off the injured list, knock on wood, he's just immediately go time. So hopefully, if we can get the band back together, I mean, we're still missing Spencer and we're still missing Ronald. Like, they're not coming back
They're
this
not
year.
coming back this season, yeah.
And that's huge. But if you go, a wild card series is a three-game series. And so you only need really, three pitchers.
Yeah.
And we've got that. That's what's kept us together all season, is our pitching. Although our bullpen has recently, we're playing in the Rockies this weekend, and literally we were all watching the game. I can't remember. We had like a 5-run lead, 6-run lead or something. I went to take the dog out. Kelly went to water her flowers. Casey went to take her kids to church, and all of us came back and we're like, what in the hell has
You
happened?
ruined
We
it.
lost the game by 1 point. They got like 7 runs in the 8th inning. So our bullpen has had some issues, and AJ Minter just went on the injured list. But hopefully our pitching has carried us all year. So if we can get into a three-game series, have our pitching,
Right.
and just have a little bit of offense, dear Lord in heaven, if we could just have a little bit of
Yeah.
offense, that would be great.
Get some good hits.
We're in San Francisco right now, and night before last was Blake Snell starting for the Giants. And Blake, his previous outing threw a no-hitter. And it was Blake against Chris Sale pitching for us. And Chris Sale's having like a Cy Young year. Like, he's just been great. And it was a pitcher's duel. The Braves did not get
I
a
love
hit
it.
until I think the 7th inning. Like,
Wow.
Blake Snell was pitching another no-hitter.
Wow.
And in fact, I think he came out and nobody got, okay, well, I can't remember. They may have got one hit against him, but then Chris Sale had 2 hits at the beginning of the game, and then not again.
Yeah.
So it was like a pitcher's duel. We ended up winning it in the 10th inning, because, you know, they put a ghost runner on second in extra innings. And good old Travis.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
They started that during COVID. Yeah, so if you go, they don't do it in the playoffs, but in the regular season, when you go into extra innings, you start with somebody on second base.
Well, all right then. That
whoever
sounds like
wins.
A very little league rule.
Well, whoever got the last out is the one on second base. And
okay.
They love it in the regular
Yeah.
game because it keeps you from having 15 inning games
Yeah.
for the most
Yeah.
part.
Yeah.
But Travis d'Arnaud came in off the bench and had a sacrifice fly, and got the guy in from, there must have been something else. He must have gotten to third somehow. But anyway, Travis hit a sacrifice fly and the guy came home. So we won that game. And then last night, another 10 run. And they're playing in San Francisco, so I have fallen asleep at about the seventh inning.
Oh, yeah, because that's, it's hard to do East Coast, West Coast.
But last night, Travis had the game-winning RBI single in the 10th inning. So, God love Travis d'Arnaud.
God love him.
Little D.
I'm sure he loves to be called Little D.
Kelly and I were at, a couple years ago when we were down to the wire with the Mets, Kelly and I were at a Mets game. And the guy in front of, one of the guys in front of us sat down with a Mets hat on. And we were like, oh, no, you're going to hate us.
Yep.
So we got to be buddies with him. And the first time Kelly yells out, come on, Little D. I thought that man was going to fall out of his seat laughing.
I love it. Well, you know, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that y'all need to prescribe to the Katie good luck charm theory. So the men's basketball USA games, the last two games, so the third quarter and fourth quarter of the semifinal game, and then the entire last game, I stood up.
Listen, there, when we get into big serious games, my microwave is placed in such a way that I can see the reflection of my TV and my microwave, and the number of Braves innings that I have watched in the reflection of my microwave is high.
Because I'm look, Steph Curry's great, LeBron, whatever. But Katie stood and they were never behind when I was standing.
You may remember last year, the one game the Braves won.
Yes.
In their playoff series, I posted on Facebook, everybody changed seats.
Yes.
And then we got ahead and I said, nobody move. Stay where you are. So listen.
Yeah, it works. It works. I'm going to say I deserve a gold medal for it.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to agree. But I think I do. And I think you deserve a pennant.
Listen, well, we didn't win one, so
well, you deserve something.
But the other divisions, the Dodgers are ahead.
Okay.
That's going to be a tight race because the two teams that are ahead of the Braves in the wild card are also in the Dodgers division, the Padres and the Diamondbacks. So
okay.
Tight race. And then in the Central division, I think the Brewers are ahead. And that one's still pretty, like the Cubs are like third or fourth behind them, and they're only five games back. So it's pretty tight too.
Yeah.
The Phillies are only, I think, only six games ahead of us, and they've been playing for crap.
One never knows.
They're going to get back. They're going to hit a hot streak again here in a minute. So, and then the American League, it's tight between the Yankees and the Orioles.
Okay.
And the Twins, Minnesota Twins and Cleveland.
Okay.
And on the West Coast in the American League, I can't remember. Seattle second. Who's first? Can't remember. So anyway, that's who to look for. We got 2 minutes.
I love it. I love it. And that gives us something to watch and look forward to. We don't have to have Olympic hangover.
That's right.
So some other things happening and on the horizon. Y'all know this is my second favorite time of the year when it's an Olympic year, but the Little League World Series has started today. We record on Wednesdays. It started today. I missed the first game. I was in a meeting. I'm really sad about it, but there's plenty more baseball to watch. I love this. The big leaguers love this. I don't know who's playing in the game this year, but they always do a
Yankees.
The who? I'm sorry.
Detroit and the Yankees.
Detroit and the Yankees will play for the kids during this whole stretch, which is so exciting. It's in a rain delay right now, but it's Hawaii and somebody else. So it's just fun. It's baseball to me at its purest and finest, and I love it. So that is what to watch today. Mexico earlier beat Aruba. So be on the lookout for that little Mexican team. They always have good players from there. And so I'm excited to watch and see how well they do.
Yeah, I think it's this Sunday that the Yankees and the Tigers are
playing.
Oh,
good.
And they always bring Todd Frazier in the booth for the Little League World Series. Todd played in the Little League World Series and then went on to have a big league career. And he's a hoot. He's like from New Jersey originally, and he's a lot of fun. So that's always a fun broadcast.
Yeah, the whole thing is just very well done, and it's great to get to know these boys. And you never know who you're going to see later on in different sports, like Jake Fromm, who was later a quarterback at Georgia, played in the Little League World Series for Warner Robins. So you just never know who's going to show up. Mandy's making a face later in life.
I started drilling again.
Hopefully. Oh, good. I can't hear it, so that's good.
Okay, good.
Mandy is currently vibrating. Just going to leave that out there. So make sure you're watching the Little League World Series and the baseball playoffs. The other thing that's coming in a couple weeks that I'm super excited about, y'all know I love this more than anything, is college football. College football. So there's several things that have happened over the summer that I am some excited about and some I'm not. Mandy's currently showing me the man spread of the dog that's in her bed. It's wonderful. If I was ready for a dog, I think he might be mine.
He's a good one.
So College game day is going to include this year Pat McAfee again. They're bringing him back. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He's just annoying with it. And they're bringing Nick Saban was a fantastic coach, but I hate that man so much. It's just like, what's his face that was at Florida? Steve Spurrier. You got to love to hate him. So it'll be interesting to see how College game day goes this year and how I feel about it.
That's like, Brady's going to be commentating for the NFL, and that's been a big topic of conversation too, because everybody's like, oh, he's gonna be great.
Is he?
So Boog Shambi, who is the Cubs play by play, he was like, you don't know if he's gonna be great or not. Like, this is a skill.
Yeah, it's different.
And it is.
It's one thing to have football knowledge, it's another thing to be able to translate that to the everyman.
Right.
And I think that's where Jason Kelce is going to have a much better time on transitioning to TV than Tom Brady. But what do I know?
Although Jason's a lot like me, and he gets a little wordy sometimes. He gets in the weeds.
I think he's done a good job on the podcast, though. He does get a little wordy, but like he does a good job explaining things in layman's terms.
Yeah.
I think that'll translate well, and they'll help him with the other stuff, I'm sure. They'll help him. So the SEC is, well, the whole landscape of college football has changed tremendously just since last year. And the SEC, as we know, is welcoming two new teams, Oklahoma and Texas. Now, everybody's kind of sleeping on Oklahoma because Texas is such a big deal, but I think they're both going to be really difficult to play. Fortunately, Auburn has Oklahoma and not Texas this year. But one thing I have loved watching is that Texas is getting a little bit of a dose of what's to come. So in the Big Ten, they were, top dog. And there was a penalty for the other team if you did horns down.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Look, I've heard people talking about this.
Yes.
I thought, why are we talking about this?
It was a penalty.
So that's why they're talking about this.
Yes.
That's
but
so
in the
silly.
SEC, they're like, sorry about you. Grow a pair. Get some vaginal fortitude. Find your spine.
Don't say that.
Well, I mean, it's better than a pair. It's a lot stronger. You know, get over it. It's not going to be a penalty.
That is but silly.
It is silly, isn't it? The SEC doesn't play that game. The other thing that has been pointed out, which is so funny to me, is that, like, on all the official, like, rosters and schedules and everything on the SEC website, and anytime ESPN broadcasts about it, if before Texas was always spelled out UT, well, we have Tennessee, and they are always UT. So now Texas doesn't get the UT, which they identify with. They get Texas. And so, I mean, you're not top dog anymore. Now, may they prove to be top dog? Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
This is going to be a real interesting season. There's also playoff stuff that's very, very different. There's going to be I think it's 12-team playoff. With a bowl schedule. Yep, it's going to be wild toward the end of the season. The national championship game is not until like the end of January now, because they have all these playoff games.
Wow.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be different and interesting, and I can't wait to watch. So I've been really excited. You know, I'm an Auburn fan, so I've been watching Auburn carefully. The things I've been most excited about is that the cheerleaders got their partners this week because I hope that we're a sleeper football team, but I'm not all that confident. We'll see. Our coach, Hugh Freeze, has said things like, I'm pretty sure our quarterback's going to be great. And I'm like, I need you to be more than sure. I need you to be confident, buddy. Like, so we'll see.
Good.
We'll see how this season goes. It's going to be wild either way. It's going to be wild. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. So, something to look forward to and tune in for. It's going to be a roller coaster just like every other year, but I think this one's going to be a little bit more upside down. So, something else to look forward to get over this Olympic hangover.
I can't believe you can't hear this drilling.
I heard a little bit of it, and I heard like a beeping from a truck. Was there a truck beeping?
I'm immune to that.
There we go. But not very, I mean, it's very faint. It's very faint.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not
where you are.
Distracted. I'm waiting for somebody to come. I can't tell if they're downstairs or if they're next door, but I'm waiting for somebody to come through my wall is what I'm waiting
for. I can't
for.
Wait for that. That'll be fun. That'll
Listen.
Be fun.
Yeah.
So, Mandy, other than being vibrated currently, what exactly is going on in your world?
Well, I'm also simultaneously getting texts from my sister who has departed Auburn.
Oh.
Has dropped the nephew off and has departing Auburn as we speak. He pulled the typical college freshman routine of being a turd. So she's kind of like, see ya.
Yeah. That's why Jesus makes the teenagers jackasses. I currently have that same situation with my friend whose daughter is about to leave for college. She's like, it can't happen fast enough.
Yeah. So yes, that's been consuming everyone. My mother. I love my mother. She, they were having a going away dinner for Will on Saturday. And Julie asked mom to stop at this place in Nashville to pick up some potatoes. And mom said, I think I can make potatoes. So she calls me and she says, will you send me the recipe you use on Christmas Eve? Because that Will requested these potatoes. Well, they're, you know, twice baked potatoes.
Yes.
Turn out. So I sent her the recipe, and then she proceeded to text me 8 times and call me twice as she tried to make twice baked potatoes. And then as she's leaving to go to their house, of course she's bringing Cotton, her dog, with her, so Cotton can tell Will goodbye, obviously. And my mother's house is not friendly for old women or old dogs. And luckily it was Cotton and not Mom that fell down the garage stairs. So then Cotton wouldn't get up. So then Mom's hysterical. So then Cotton spent 2 nights in the emergency vet. And yeah. And then Mom picked her up Monday morning, took her straight to her vet. I'm like having the conversation with Mom, like, you have to do what's best for Cotton. Anyway, Cotton has rallied, y'all. It is a miracle, according to my mother. Cotton is back home. But listen, and of course, you know, all this happened is my sister goes out of town.
Right.
So then I'm trying to, like, manage all this from here. It's, you know.
I was seriously thinking you were going to say she dropped the potatoes.
But listen, I couldn't believe she didn't.
I still can't believe she did.
But, you know, I saw her on her camera because, you know, we put cameras in her house.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I saw her on the camera eating a potato. I never asked how they were. I should ask. She knows there's cameras in her house. In fact, the other day I was like, Mom, I need you to go over to that camera and I need you to turn it more towards the front door. She's like, well, they were just here cleaning the house. I'm not sure they got the one in the bedroom put back right. We should check that one too.
Okay. Well, there we go.
She likes it. She likes
I love
it.
She likes that you can see her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I have the camera pointed towards Cotton Monday night. She was like, well, are you still checking in on us? Yes, Mother, I am. Lousy. But no, so that's just sort of what's going on in my world. But the thing I started to talk about this last week, because I noticed this commercial during the Olympics. So perhaps y'all have seen it as well. It's a L'Oreal commercial.
Yes.
And several actresses, including Viola Davis. And I'm sorry. When Viola speaks, like, you just must listen.
I love her so much. Like, she's a national treasure.
She should be the voice of God.
She is, I think.
She can give Morgan Freeman a run for his money.
Yes.
Like, that voice. So anyway, but basically the premise of the commercial is you are enough. You are enough. Just by your very existence, you are enough. And it sort of, I don't know why it struck me. I think because my sister has been crying for like a month.
Just oh, yeah.
Anybody mentions Will leaving. And I said, well, of course you are. This is, you know, the end of an era. It's a transition. And, you know, of course it's making you cry, and you're going to have to figure out
new normal,
something different. And I would have, she hadn't said this, but I would imagine a lot of people in that position are sort of like, you put so much focus on your kid
yeah.
and their schedule and what they're doing. And now all of a sudden there's none of that. And it's sort of like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure there's some feelings of,
yeah,
what's my purpose here? Which, as single women living in a patriarchy, we feel that a lot
every day.
So welcome, friends.
Yeah.
You are enough.
You are enough.
You are enough. You don't have to have some bigger purpose. Your purpose is to be here and live the best life that you are destined to live, whatever that looks like. So
find a new book to read.
Just, I've decided what my sister needs to do is join a pickleball league.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, because she's very athletic. That would be a great outlet for her.
And competitive.
Love it. That's perfect.
I think that's what she needs to do. I'm sure she wants to hear that from me, but that's what I've decided she needs to do.
That's perfect. Keep us posted on the saga.
Listen, if you live in Nashville and you play in a pickleball league, don't sleep on my sister showing up, because she'll beat your tail.
There we go. Maybe that somebody can help her find one.
Yeah. She'll never do it, but I think that's what she should do.
I think that's what she should do too. And she should subscribe to the thing that I do in life, which is everything Mandy tells me to do.
That will never happen. All
I
right.
mean,
Well, talk to us about food. You've got some interesting developments to share with us on food this week.
I do. You know, this is going to be a very different food segment, and I promise a lot of our friends love to make our recipes, and I'm all for that, and I can't wait to get back into that. But this week, I thought I would take a minute and talk about a journey that I am on, and that was really hard for me to get on mentally, and kind of give voice to what a lot of people go through. Because we're not all just fun and games and sports and laughs and giggles and inappropriate comments. We like to lift each other up and be real about things. And so this has been a very real thing for me for a very long time. So I am now on the Mounjaro shots, the weight loss shots. And I got there in a very roundabout way, and I'm gonna be very open and honest about it. There's very little that I'm embarrassed about in my life. So I'm just gonna put it all out there for y'all. And I hope that you find that you've got people that you can talk to about whatever journey you're on, openly and honestly, and not be embarrassed about much. But I carry around a lot of extra weight, and that's for a wide variety of reasons. So a lot of it has to do with hormones. I have been on birth control or some kind of hormone replacement thing since I was 11 years old. And they did that for me because of the issues that I was having with my period. I would bleed for weeks and weeks and weeks. And there was no such thing as a pediatric gynecologist back then. And now they have specialists that help children with this to get their cycle straight from the beginning. But they didn't have that. So my regular old family doctor just put me on birth control at 11. And I've had to be on some kind of hormone replacement or enhancement or leveler for my whole life since then. I also think I have polycystic ovarian stuff happening, and these shots are used a lot for that as well. I went to my doctor this year, and I had been working out and eating more protein and eating more fiber and doing all the things everybody told me to do for months. And I got on that scale, and I had not lost a single solitary pound. Not
It's just
one.
rude. It's
It's
just rude.
rude. I wanted to cry. I was like, wait, I've been doing everything right. I have done
Right.
everything right. And I love my doctor, and I'm not going to change doctors. But it was very discouraging, her reaction to my questions. It was basically, well, you're in perimenopause now, you're old, so it's going to be harder. And
Which is what I
So,
told the doctor last week.
yeah, I mean, come on. Come on. But anyway, so this is where it gets hard to talk about, but it should not be hard for us to talk and be honest with each other. I was at Dollywood. I've told you all that story. I was at Dollywood, and Dollywood is like Disney, but it's hilly. And walking up and down those hills, I had a really hard time. And y'all, I have been working out. And I was like, how am I still doing this? How is this still a thing? And fortunately, one of my friends that I was with, her husband is a physician's assistant. And his kind of side hustle, if you want to call it that, is helping people with these weight loss shots. It's worked for him, it's worked for my friend, his wife. And he's helped a lot of men with get their hormone levels straight. He's starting to help more women do that. And I spent an hour with him on Zoom, and he talked to me about things that my doctors, not just my current physician, but like all my doctors, my OB, GYN, all of them have just glazed over. And he educated me more in that 1 hour than I have. I've got more information now. I feel more empowered to take control of my health and do things well. And part of that is to keep checking my hormone levels, because they fluctuate a lot, even if you've had a hysterectomy, and to be on these shots. And I'm on a very low dose to start. But y'all, when I tell you, the best description is that it quiets the food noise. I am not constantly hungry. I'm not constantly thinking about food. So not only does it change the way your body digests food, it changes the way you think about food. And I mean from shot number one.
That's wild.
I thought I had psyched myself out. I had to call my friend that's on these shots, and I was like, am I just playing mind games on myself? Like, this can't already be working. Y'all, it does.
Does it make you, has your appetite decreased?
Completely. I cannot physically eat as much, or I'll have really bad reflux if I do. So I've learned, it takes a couple weeks, but I've learned how much I can eat and how much to push and what it now feels like to be full. So physically it has changed the metabolism and the body systems with my food intake. But the noise in my head about food is gone. And I didn't even know it was there to begin with.
Right, right.
What I want to know is, where's the shot to get rid of the rest of the noise? The self-doubt shot, you know, right. Like all those other things.
Worrying about, unnecessarily worrying about your kids. Yeah.
Yes. It really just has been great. It's been crazy. You know, you have to be careful at first, of course, because you don't know how your body's going to react. So I've been very careful. I don't eat a lot of sugar, but I can use my regular coffee creamer. I can eat really whatever I want. I just eat less of it. So it's been really good for me. And there is no, I mean, look, I was the first one to go, oh my gosh, she's got Ozempic face. I'm not on Ozempic. I don't look emaciated. It's a slow process. I may have lost a couple pounds. You know, I did bruise myself, giving myself a shot, which is a whole nother discussion. So I will no longer be doing it in my thigh because I have a big old bruise now on my thigh. But it has been, first of all, to be heard. As a woman, to be heard about the physical part of your body, like the care of it and the concerns you have. And it was a dude too that was listening. I mean, he's a great guy. I love him. Larry's wonderful. You know, so to be heard was huge. Even if it was just that, then that was a win for me. And then to have the help, and if I have to be on these shots for the rest of my life, I would rather be on these shots for the rest of my life, which there is a way to get off of them once you've lost the weight. But even if I can't do that, even if I need to be on them for the rest of my life, I will be healthier and I won't have a heart attack at 50.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either taking 10 pills a day for the rest of my life or taking a shot once a week.
Right.
I'll take the shot and be healthy. So I will continue to update y'all on this journey. If I thought I needed protein before, I got to get more protein in my body now than I ever wanted to.
Have you discovered hemp hearts?
I have not. Okay, tell me about it.
I just bought some hemp hearts because they were on sale at Whole Foods. And
okay.
You buy groceries on sale.
Right.
I'm weird. They have like 10 grams of protein in like 3 tablespoons, and they're sort of like, they have sort of a nutty taste.
Okay.
And like I just had some Greek yogurt, and I put them in my Greek yogurt.
Love that.
My last peach of the season.
Oh.
And some blueberries.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, if you get 3 tablespoons, that's 10 extra grams of protein.
I mean, that's huge.
And they're not, like, you know, it's not like having to eat another chicken breast.
Yeah.
It'd probably be good for you if you're eating less. It'd be a good way to pack some in there.
Yes. So a friend of mine, and I'm going to put a lot of these products next week when I do favorites, because I'm still trying new stuff. So I'm still doing a lot of Greek yogurt. I'm still doing the chia seeds for the fiber, because fiber is important too. I found like a drink, like a it's almost like a Powerade that has 20 grams of protein in it. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Yeah. So I'm drinking those, lots of cottage cheese, all those things. I'm just being more intentional about it because I am getting less food. I have to eat more of that. So anyway, it's been great so far. I feel better already. And we'll just see. We'll see. It's already working.
I'm proud of you for taking care of yourself and advocating for yourself. I went to the OB last week and I'm like, I have gained 7 pounds in a week.
Yep.
While quadrupling my movement.
What?
This is not normal. She's like, oh, yeah, everything slows down, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, look, I'm not going to put, I don't, if you want, if any of you that are listening, I don't live in the same city as Larry. He is a physician's assistant. He is medically trained. He is a nurse plus. So, and he has said to me, if your hormones are get way out of whack or something, you know, is not right with your levels that is beyond my capabilities, I will send you to someone else. He is not going to just, you know, prescribe stuff, not knowing what he's doing. So, and he's a friend on top of that. But if any of you want that, you can find me and I will definitely get you his information and his website. It has been life-changing. I mean, Mandy, those kind of things happen to women all the time where we go in and we're like, help me. And they're like, eh, you're just old.
That's, I think I've talked about Mary Claire Haver on Instagram.
Yes.
She has some resource and I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's like a resource you can search for so that if there is a like menopause certified OBGYN in your area, then you can search them out and go see them. I have a feeling here in the panhandle of Florida that I'm just shit out of luck because it's hard to get into just a regular GYN. But our friends in Atlanta,
yes, there are plenty of them up here.
Y'all might could benefit from that.
And they are expensive because it's all, of course, out of pocket. Now, some of these things, now insurance is starting to cover them more and more. So it's always worth a try. But he's got a really good source for the actual shots, the drug that I keep in my refrigerator, that's a lot more affordable than some places. Like if your doctor just prescribes it for you, it can be very expensive. And so it's very cost prohibitive. But his place where he orders it from is very reasonable. It was just as much as I was paying to go to the gym every month. And that wasn't working.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you. Thank you. It's, you know, I think the embarrassing part was not being able to walk around Dollywood without about dying, you know? But it's been so nice to get the help that I need and that we should all have access to.
Amen.
Just saying. Yay. So very different food segment, but I'm glad that I was able to talk about where I am in my little journey.
Yep. We're excited for you.
Yeah. So Mandy, tell us about your favorites.
I went heavy on the podcast.
Yeah, I see this.
Because I've also been catching up on my podcasts.
And I need to do that.
Watching baseball post-Olympics. So first one, I've mentioned it several times, but I don't think I've ever actually had it as a favorite. It's the ESPN Daily Podcast. Mm-hmm. And they cover all kinds of sports.
Yep.
So it used to be hosted by our friend Pablo Torre, who does Pablo Torre Finds Out. But
still my favorite.
So it's just, you know, they do a deep dive. It's 30 minutes. They do a little deep dive into whatever subject is, you know, in the zeitgeist at the moment. And it's just, I love it. It's great. And in fact, the second thing on my favorites list was the subject of today's ESPN Daily podcast. So I haven't actually seen this yet, but it's going to be a favorite because Wright Thompson, my boyfriend who produces True South, has a new documentary that is airing on ESPN tonight. So y'all should go back and look at it when y'all are listening later. It's called Rhythm Masters, and he did it in conjunction with one of the guys in the Grateful Dead. I always feel like a failure that I'm not a Deadhead. I feel like I
I'm
should
not
be
one
a
either.
Deadhead. But it's one of the guys in the Grateful Dead. He was really good friends with Bill Walton, the basketball player.
Okay.
Bill Walton was like, there's a great documentary about Bill Walton. I think it was the 30 for 30. If you've not watched that, you should watch that.
Okay.
He was a giant redheaded, when he was in college, he had this red hair. He played it. Can't remember if he played at USC or UCLA, but was a standout college basketball player. He was like 7 feet tall, and he had so much trouble with his legs that his NBA, I mean, he played a long time and was successful there too, but it wasn't what it could have been because he played through all these injuries and they weren't treated right. He played for Portland, and then he played for, I don't want that. He played for Portland, and then he played for the Celtics. But anyway, and then he was a commentator. He was a goofy guy who was a gigantic deadhead. And so he is best friends with this Grateful Dead guy who is producing this with Wright.
Love it.
And they had all these, Wright tells the story in the podcast that ESPN was like, we want you to meet with them. So he went to dinner with Bill Walton and the Grateful Dead dude, whose name I should remember, but I don't. And the kernel of all of this is how music, rhythm, plays in, like, goes hand in hand with sports.
I love it. It's so true.
And so it just sounds fascinating, and I know I'm going to love it. And it's tonight at 9 o'clock. So looking forward to that. I mean, if it's Wright Thompson and it's music and it's sports, could you be more dead center?
I know, right? That is you.
In my center target area. So sharing that before I've seen it, because I'm sure I will love it.
I want to mention too, I should have put this on our Olympic hangover list. True South, I think, is next week or the week after the new season starts. So that can be also something that we look forward to. I saw a picture of not Wright, but our friend, John T. Edge, who's my friend, you know, because I've met him.
Yes.
You know, was doing the voiceovers. So I'm so excited for that. So that's another hangover cure for the Olympics.
Awesome. Excuse me, sir. The dog's giving me the side eye.
Love it.
So the next podcast, so I love Armchair Expert, and I've mentioned it plenty of times. And if you don't listen to that, I highly recommend it. But they have a little umbrella of podcasts that they do. And another one of my very favorites that everybody should listen to, and you can listen, you should screen it, but a lot of people apparently listen to it with their kids. It's Armchair Anonymous, and it comes out on Fridays. And it is where they put out a prompt. So, like, tell us about the time you pooped your pants.
Right.
And people call in and tell their stories and interact with Dax and Monica. And y'all, the stories that these people tell is just hysterical. There's usually like three or four per episode, and they are just the funniest thing you will hear. So highly recommend Armchair Anonymous. It's a great Friday listen. As you roll into the weekend, it'll put you in a good mood. It's great. And then Mookie Betts,
our buddy,
he has a podcast called On Base, and he interviews other baseball players. And
Lukey has a podcast.
He does a podcast where he interviews other baseball players. So he gets great guests because everybody wants to come talk to Mookie.
Who wouldn't? I want to
Right.
talk to Mookie.
Well, Freddie didn't want to, but he finally got Freddie on as the last guest last season. Freddie finally caved. But Dansby's
Wow.
been on, Freddie's been on. I was just listening to the Andrew McCutchen episode, and Andrew McCutchen's great. He plays for the Pirates. And he was the MVP like back in 2013 or something, so he's
Yep.
older now.
Love it.
But he's hysterical.
Following.
So anyway, Mookie's on base. It's just a great podcast if you like baseball or if you just like personalities. So
I love it.
those are my favorites this week. Give y'all something to
Awesome.
listen to.
Thank you so much. What a great list. All things that will help us get caught up on life and tide us over after the Olympics are done.
Indeed.
By the way, we do have something in between LA and Paris. We go to the Winter Games in Italy, Milan. So I'm sure that will be lovely.
Indeed.
I like the Winter Games just as much as I like the summer. So here we go. So it's time to gear up for that. We got to get our Italian food ready to go.
Indeed.
Yep. What are you up to this week, Mandy, besides getting drilled underneath your apartment?
How long did it take you to think of that?
It just, they just come right out. You're welcome.
Nothing. I'm headed to Noonan. I'll be in Noonan next week when we record. Going to hang out with our best friend Sanders and his sister Addie.
Can we please have Sanders on the podcast?
Depends on what time we record.
There we go.
But yeah, their parents are headed to Ireland
Oh, fun.
for the Georgia Tech Florida State football game.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. How much fun will that be? Well, there, maybe she can report in
I doubt it. She's got better things to do
and
than
talk to
work
us. I know.
like
Look, we're not the most important thing on the planet. I get it.
But yeah, so I'll be in Noonan, so that'll be fun. I'm actually supposed to go to a Braves game on Tuesday night
Good.
against the evil-haired villain. I mean, the what is it? The
Phillies. Evil.
evil? No, the long-haired, crazy-haired villain. The crazy-haired
Crazy hair
villain
villains.
on Tuesday night. So that'll be fun. Although I don't know who I'm going with, so I gotta figure all that out because I'm coming from Noonan, so I gotta. Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah. So that's really it.
Awesome.
Plenty. What about you? What's going on with you?
So this is my last week before school activities start. So next week they're doing orientation for the newbies. And I'm going to have one more Katie day. So I'm going to go to the high and to SCAD, and then I'm going to have a night to myself. I'm going to get a I've got a reservation and go to South City Kitchen, which I love. Ironically, on Tuesday night. And then I'm going to be up early and over at campus because I'm going to be doing the worship service for the newbies at 8:30 in the morning, which is why I'm staying in Atlanta in Midtown Tuesday night.
Good for you.
Yep. And so I'll have a one last Katie day, have that fun. And then I'm on the worship team and I'm the lead deacon again this year at Candler, which I'm very excited about. And we have a worship retreat next weekend. So,
Good.
and then school starts the next week. So, gearing up for my last year.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is. It really is just crazy. So, I'm real excited. It's going to be a fun couple weeks.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, we hope y'all have a good week.
Have a great week. Go find some people and watch some good baseball.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.